I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And welcome to the DCAU podcast. This week we're covering The Batman vs. Dracula.
Amazing.
This is our third version of Batman, our second version of Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm. First version of Dracula, though.
First version of Dracula, indeed. Now, this is completely not the same continuity as the DC animated universe that everything else we've watched so far, apart from Gen 13, has covered. So, everything else we've covered, apart from Gen 13, and even then, Gen 13 could be the same universe, there's nothing that actively contradicts it, and it's the same animation style.
Wow, yeah.
Now, the animation style is completely different for this version because it's done by Jeff Matsuda.
Right.
Who also did the Jackie Chan Adventures animated series.
Oh, interesting.
Which is why the style's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And outside, there's a couple of shared cast, which is Alan Burnett turns up as an executive producer.
Yeah.
And Andrea Romano does some of the casting in the later series of the TV show.
Right.
And there's a few people who had voice roles turn up. But other than that, it's a completely different continuity.
That's crazy.
There are some major differences. For example, the Batman is actually considerably more child-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a different tone from even what the Batman the Animated Series, which, I mean, to give examples, it's actually one of the main criticisms is that it's aimed at a much younger audience. Also, some of the stuff is a bit strange. Like, for instance, The Edge is the guy who creates the theme music.
That's amazing.
From U2. Now, also, something that proves to be very important later, this, I believe, is the first time we get Sam Liu directing a DC property.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll become very important because he's effectively the default director by the time we get to the kind of late 2010s productions.
Interesting.
So there are references throughout. This is more talking about the series themselves rather than Batman versus Dracula.
Hmm.
But, for example, Adam West plays the mayor.
Oh, that's cool.
So he turns up.
Mm-hmm.
They do a very different version of Clayface. Like, Basil Carlo doesn't actually get introduced to the last season.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, it's a character by the name of Ethan Bennett.
Okay.
Who gets turned into Clayface. And the Joker's actually responsible for it.
Huh. Interesting.
And it's strange because at the time, Ethan Bennett is one of the detectives hunting Batman.
Okay.
And is Bruce Wayne's best friend.
Of course.
Also turning up is Ellen Yin,
mm-hmm.
who is not to be confused with Ellen Yindell, who is the police commissioner in The Dark Knight Returns.
Right.
Though it's probably a reference.
Yeah, probably.
Also, Bane is voiced by three different voice actors in his first three appearances. Joaquin de Almeida, Ron Perlman, and Clancy Brown.
Oh, amazing.
It's not even like they're similar voices.
Yeah.
Also, Robert Englund is the voice of the Riddler.
Oh, cool.
And it's a very different Riddler. He's very grungy.
Interesting.
Also, Frank Gorshin turns up, speaking of Riddlers, as Hugo Strange.
Okay.
And then in season 3, Barbara Gordon turns up instead of Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not till towards the middle of season 4 that Robin joins because they waited until Teen Titans was finished.
Of course.
Yeah, so that's the TV series. The movie.
Yeah.
Which aired on Cartoon Network in 2005.
Yeah.
It came out the week before Halloween.
Yeah.
And the cast list is quite incredible.
Always.
So, Reno Romano is the voice of Batman, as he is in the series.
Yeah.
The voice of Dracula is Peter Stormare.
Oh, I love him. I'll be a fan of Dracula.
He's Dracula. Yeah. Tara Strong turns up as Vicky Vale.
Yeah.
We have Tom Kenny, who voices SpongeBob SquarePants,
mm-hmm.
is the Penguin. Kevin Michael Richardson as the Joker.
Interesting.
And the other kind of main character is Alfred Pennyworth, this time played by Alistair Duncan.
Uh-huh.
Who's turned up in a bunch of things, including Taggart.
Ah, interesting.
I'm just having a look to see who else he's voiced that's going to... Because I think he's voiced a few important characters. He voiced Nihilus in Mass Effect.
Oh, of course.
Okay, we know who he is then.
Yeah, we know.
So he turns up as Alfred. So you have no knowledge of this at all?
No. Zero. Am I going to be amazed?
I've watched it once.
Okay.
And my favourite bit is right at the end.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
There's a bit right at the end that is... Because it's the one and only time in this version that I actually find Batman to be...
Yeah.
Of an intimidating figure.
Okay, cool.
Like, in this version of the story, he's not that intimidating.
Okay.
Like, in world, he is.
Right.
But the actual, when you watch the show, I don't find him... I think the Kevin Conroy version of Batman would very easily beat him in a fight.
Right. Okay. Interesting. No, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, who wouldn't look forward to Batman versus Dracula?
I mean, that's all you need to know.
Like, literally, that's all you have to do to sell it. Batman, Dracula. Very iconic people who dress a lot in black.
This is the only time that we're going to see the Batman.
Okay.
And there's nothing else that ties into this. There was meant to be a sequel that ended up being scrapped.
Yeah.
And it was going to be the first time, not the last time, because it did end up coming out, it was going to be an adaptation of the Hush storyline.
Oh, I like that. But they're doing Hush now, or have they just done Hush?
They've done Hush.
Okay, yeah, but they changed a lot, right?
They changed something very fundamentally that I really, 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 really,
okay,
absolutely...
Disagree with.
There's a reason why I'm not saying my true feelings, no. And that's because I don't want us to get an explicit rating.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I mean, I've read Hush, but I haven't... I've not watched it, so I'm going to keep myself fresh for when we get to it.
Indeed.
So looking forward to it,
So, yep, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Hi guys, we hope you're enjoying the show you're listening to now. We have a show that we think you might like. I'm Alan.
I'm the Grizz.
And we present a show called Rise of the Robots,
where we cover such robot combat shows as
Robot Wars,
BattleBots,
King of Bots,
and BuggleBots,
where we recap these shows and review them and document the rise of the robots.
You can find us on your podcast app of choice or at audioboom.com. Just search for Rise of the Robots.
And we're back.
Back and raring to go.
Yes. You watched this at 6 o'clock this morning.
Yep. Did you take notes? I'll apologize in advance. I know I said I was going to start taking notes. I didn't because I was a bit groggy because it was 6 a.m. So.
Yep.
But don't worry. I have thoughts.
Indeed. The Batman versus Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Which. It was only as I watched this that I realised Oh boy, if I was watching this, I'd never seen the Batman before. I would be really confused.
Maybe. I guess it's hard to imagine not seeing the Batman before. Or you mean this iteration of?
This iteration. Because there are things
of that confused. Maybe.
One thing I did, like, just a general point. At no point do they actually sit, and outside one small thing, which is they introduce the concept of, oh, he had a bride. That is pretty much all the actual background we get on Dracula.
Yeah. Well, again, I think they're playing on the fact that who doesn't know Dracula?
Yeah. It's sort of, it's Dracula. You know Dracula. Yeah. Garlic, crosses, sunlight.
Alucard backwards. Everyone knows this. If they've watched Van Helsing or Castlevania these days. But for me, it was Helsing that had the character Alucard. So
the title card's quite melodramatic, and the soundtrack is quite... They had access to a choir, and they used it with aplomb.
I really liked it. I thought it's a real... I mean, I know that what we've been watching recently have all been episodes of TV show, but this seemed like an actual... If I went to see this in a cinema, it would have set the stage for me. It just felt more like... In more of an event, and it wasn't just because it's Batman versus Dracula. It just you're right. The music sounded much more pro, and I like the animation style. We'll get on to the other things.
Well, I'll say, as I said previously, it was tied in by producers. It's the same guy, Jeff Matsuda, who also produced Jackie Chan Adventures, which is another similar kind of style of animation. So we start in Arkham Asylum, it's raining, and bingo is being played.
I love it. I loved it. It was so funny. It's just like, there's something about the vibe that was a little bit fun about this one. Like, it wasn't trying to take itself all that seriously.
Yeah. Penguin is being told by a guy, oh, I found this. I've stashed all my money in a coffin, and if you help me escape, I'm willing to split it.
Mm-hmm. I like, is Penguin often a ginger-haired man? I don't seem to remember him having red hair before.
Yes.
He's very red.
Yes. So Penguin tries to kind of manipulate him out of it.
Yeah.
And go, so where did you say it was?
I like him, he's sweet.
And then the guy kind of casually mentions, oh, I mentioned it to another guy, but it's fine. He didn't seem interested.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder who that'll be then.
The only person that's escaped more than you.
Yes, Mr. Joker.
It's Penguin's reaction of, oh, no. So after a few shows off from him, Joker's back.
Yay.
It's not like any Joker we've seen before, though.
Yeah, I didn't mind this one as much.
Oh, you liked this Joker?
If I liked him, I didn't mind him as much.
Yeah.
I don't hate the Joker. I just think he's really overdone. But, like, I thought it was all right in this, yeah.
Yeah. Just as Penguin's finding out that Joker also knows where the money is, Joker escapes.
Of course. Because they have money to get.
And then Penguin manages to escape with some sweet fighting moves. You couldn't have seen the Penguin of the
really good fighting moves.
So we get the battle arm, which is an established part of this universe. It's
cool.
Anytime anything happens, the Bat computer makes that noise.
Nice.
All I notice is Joker must be a really slow runner.
Those big
Penguin
shoes.
Gets in front of
it's the big clown shoes. Kidding.
He's not wearing shoes.
I know. It was just. I'm just being funny. But yeah. No, Penguin zooms, unlike his namesake.
He gets in front, but Joker's able to distract him with the joy buzzer trick.
Yeah.
To which Penguin gets the last laugh because Batman flies over him.
Amazing. It's a great, there's some great little fights.
Yeah, so this kind of intercuts between two things. So there's Batman pursues Joker, and they end up fighting on a bridge.
Which seems totally normal.
And this is in the first 5-10 minutes.
Joker, a lot happens very quickly.
Yeah. Joker tries to punch Batman, overbalances, is hanging off the bridge, tries to use the joy buzzer thing. Like, oh, you would save me, right, Batman? Oh, wait, there's a joy buzzer in my hand. He falls thinking, oh, I'll just fall into a pool of water. Forgets that the joy buzzers can short circuit.
Amazing.
And we get the Joker just fell into a body of water and was being electrocuted the whole time. There's no way he survived that.
Yeah, that would never happen. Comics people just don't survive impossible falls.
Into water being electrocuted.
Yeah, it never happened.
Absolutely not. Certainly not 5 minutes into the, 10 minutes into the film with your main, pretty much your main antagonist of the series. And, well, actually, no, to be fair, Doctor Strange is the main antagonist by this point. Whilst that's happening, Penguin finds out that the directions he got weren't that precise.
Yeah, they were kind of rubbish. They're a surprise.
He picks the wrong casket.
Because that had to happen, plot-wise, so.
And it also had to happen that he cut his hand whilst doing it.
Yes. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen.
And then he drips one drop of blood.
That's all it takes.
Onto this desiccated corpse. And he turns around and there's a zombie behind him. I mean, for all that we kind of joke that this one's not taking it too seriously. See, when you actually look at the plot objectively, this is darker than any of the other ones we've done before.
Yes, definitely.
You know, there's blood, there's...
But for some reason, it seems more fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. I think it's maybe because it's so fast-moved or things like that.
Dracula chases Penguin around this graveyard.
Yes, that is
Penguin gets saved by a security guard. Instead, Penguin basically gets hypnotized into being Dracula's servant.
Yes, which is pretty fun. It's what you want to be.
We then have... So Batman comes home and he's really sad because Joker's dead and Penguin's missing.
Yeah, Penguin missing.
Penguin missing because he has to give a tool to Dracula. So we get a brief explanation of, oh, they must have taken my body out of Transylvania and left it in Gotham.
Because that's what you do.
Because that's where you take... I mean, I know that... Isn't there a canon that there's a giant bat god on the Gotham or something like that?
Yeah, Barbatus. Is it Barbatus?
Yes.
I don't really read DC that much, but look at how much I'm helping with this. Yes, I read a little bit of Metal, and that was in Metal, and possibly in some
Grant
Morrison.
Is that what that's done? Okay.
Yeah. It might be in some Grant Morrison stuff as well, because I think Metal drew from a lot of that, but I've not read any of that, so.
Yeah.
That's what I know about it from.
I wonder why.
What? That I've not read it.
I wonder why you didn't watch the read the title that introduced the Batman Who Laughs. I wonder why.
I read some of it. Like, I've actually got some of it. I just got. There were a lot of comics coming out, and it wasn't really my thing. So
yeah. It's a shame. I would have liked to have seen Penguin give Dracula a tour.
Yeah, because he's really cool. I quite like this Penguin.
Yeah.
He's not quite as whiny as some, and just seems a bit more, everyone seems a bit more fun in this one.
Yeah. So Bruce Wayne, who is...
Charming.
We'll let you touch. Is he Dorito-y?
He's a little bit Dorito-y, yeah, but very square-jawed as well. Very square-jawed. Has to be square-jawed to be Bruce. But I thought he was quite charming. Again, he actually won me over both as Batman and as Bruce, which I quite like.
Yeah.
So he's on his little... Yeah, he's
what
got to go to.
What do you think of this version of Batsuit, out of interest?
I don't really pay attention. It's fine. I think it's all right. I don't have a strong opinion on the Batsuit. I think as long as it's like grey and black, or maybe I don't mind the bluey ones either, but mostly grey and black, yeah. And I'm fine. Bit yellow.
So we get an exposition dinner.
Yep.
Bruce Wayne's meeting with Vicky Vale. It's starting to get a bit flirty.
Yes.
Clearly. Because it's Batman and Vicky Vale. Apparently this is the fourth attempt to try and get an interview. Bruce Wayne casually mentioned, oh, I'm doing an energy expo at my house tomorrow. Maybe you should come.
Yeah, just pop along.
And
maybe I will.
Maybe I will. Meanwhile, Batman happens to finally find a vampire.
Yeah, but it doesn't really seem to fully take on board that it's a vampire.
Well, it's...
I mean, kind of does.
It's not until he... I think it was he fights off the vampire, looks down, sees that he's broken his glove. What, has he broken his glove because he's hitting him so hard? I don't get it.
I think it must be. It's the only thing that makes sense, but it doesn't make that much sense.
So he fights with three vampires, can't beat them because they're vampires.
Yep, super strong.
To be fair, it's one person that he then witnesses attack two other people, and then
people. Like there's no real way, but they're also super strong.
It is established they are undead. They are not dead. They are not dead. Just heard that, not dead.
Yeah, they're not dead. We get it.
So after fighting three vampires, the three vampires report to Dracula, who seems to assume, oh, it must have been my influence. That's why he's a Batman. And Alfred, on the other hand, talking to Master Bruce, going, what do you mean vampires? Don't be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, because that's what you'd say. I mean, you'd be like, really? But vampires? It's like, no, we believe in things like the Joker, but not a vampire. Ooh.
Vampire joke. Sorry. So, over the course of this period, Dracula's healing up.
Yeah.
To the point where Penguin gets him up and he's fully refreshed and looking very healthy.
Yeah, much more healthy. Not as grizzled. Just need a bit of blood.
By this point, he has an army.
Yeah, it didn't take him that long. But they're all like, because all these Gothamites have gone missing, and they are now the army of the vampires.
Of course. What's a vampire movie about an army of vampires?
Right, exactly. You need some cannon fodder, frankly.
And then Dracula goes, now I must put myself amongst the elite for reasons.
Mm-hmm.
To which Penguin goes, I know who you can associate with.
Yeah, exactly.
I do love that Penguin being hypnotized.
Yeah.
He's still fully compos mentis. He's just willing to serve and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
We go to the Energy Expo.
Yeah.
And it turns out Alfred's a Royal Hard Taskmaster if you're an old butler.
Alfred's amazing. Again, always. Yep. It's like the one,
always.
It's the one theme. Alfred's amazing. But he's got some really good lines, which if I'd been taking notes, I would have noted down. But they are superb.
He doesn't like Stipes, is it?
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's name is, but no, he does not like him.
Yeah, this kind of beatnik-looking butler, who he's obviously having some difficulties with. Dracula introduces himself to Vicky Vale and Bruce. Kind of doesn't get the hint that maybe they're finding him a bit creepy and they're trying to get away from him.
Yeah, yeah.
Dracula seems to be very insistent on comparing Dracula to Batman.
Yeah, it's a traditional kind of Batman thing, isn't it? It's just like going, they're always like, they always have to compare themselves to him. Actually, maybe a traditional superhero thing.
Yeah, and at this point we establish as well, Bruce has built a device that stores and reproduces solar energy.
Yeah, ooh, that might be useful, vampire.
Hmm, that's lucky.
Really lucky.
Speaking of lucky, the two entree finger food things that come down to Dracula in front of Bruce are tartar followed by garlic shrimp.
Which is kind of amazing.
When would you get that combination?
I don't know, but it sounds horrible. But maybe in fancy Gotham places.
And Dracula takes this personally and hypnotizes Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is he meant to be? He's taking him outside so he can ambush him?
I think so.
And then Alfred returns him to his senses.
Yeah.
And that means Dracula can't strike, because he couldn't beat Alfred in a straight fight.
No, because you can't. Alfred is too kick-ass.
Alfred is the real... He's the real MVP.
In every Batman show.
Yes. And Justice League show.
Yeah, of course. Anything he's in, basically.
Yep. So instead, Dracula has to make do with Stipes. Which then we have... Alfred sees Stipes stumbling away afterwards, tries to tell him off, and then realises, oh wait, I can't see him in the mirror.
Yeah. So, ooh, this is where Batman's little detectiving starts ticking around.
Yes. So after flirting a bit more with Vicky Vale, which he doesn't reciprocate, Dracula leaves. Bruce tries to follow him, only to find a bat flying away. And then, yes, instead of doing it sensibly or normally, writing it down with a pen and a piece of paper...
I know, no, he's far too dramatic for that. He's like, wait, I have an idea.
He writes Alucard with the D and R backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
On a tray with lipstick and, oh, he was Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
And once he's figured out, oh, the vampires aren't dead, I can cure them.
Crazy.
Meanwhile, Vicky Vale is proving to be as obsessive of Bruce Wayne as Bruce Wayne is at fighting crime.
Yes. Yeah, she's a proper news hound.
And for the first time, I actually think so far, since Mask of the Phantasm, we actually get some hints at his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of pictures of his parents and, oh, they were killed. Do you know that Batman's parents were killed? In Crime Alley, yep. Because
yeah,
we haven't seen that anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, this is a cartoon series that's came out 13 years after Batman the Animated Series, so it is actually possible that you're playing to an audience that hasn't seen it before.
Yeah, true.
What we do get, however, is it's not a Batman movie if the police don't somehow think that Batman's responsible for bad things.
Mm-hmm.
So someone says, I saw a huge bat, so everyone goes, oh, Batman must be doing the kidnappings.
Yeah. Well, it's a valid guess, I guess. I mean, just because it's dumb.
And Dracula's watching the report about this, and...
He likes TV, Batman. Dracula.
He likes plasma TV, definitely.
Definitely. He likes plasma. Hey, vampire joke.
That's... Right, this is one thing I found quite... Particularly when we get to the blood bank scene.
Yeah.
It's something I found really strange, because I remember with Batman the Animated Series, one of the things they had to... There was very little blood, ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare that ever blood was referenced. Or it was actually even to the point where it was one of the things that's censored in Batman Beyond Return of the Joker is Batman blood, and Joker bleeding.
Interesting.
And... At the same time, it's not quite Batman, but Spider-Man, the animated series,
mm-hmm,
which was the 90s series. It came out around the same time as Batman. And they couldn't make reference to Morbius drinking blood.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
So instead he absorbed plasma through his hands?
Oh, of course, that's why. Yeah, and it's so dumb. It looks so ridiculous.
And it's... And here we are, less than a decade later. It's like, if with a more immature, childish Batman show.
And it's true, like, though.
Oh, the blood! I think there's more blood in this than there is in Gen 13.
For sure, yeah.
And Dracula kind of makes a passing reference to, I think it's time to take a bride.
Yeah, you know, he's maybe now he's got that blood in him. It's got his blood up, so to speak. But now he's looking a bit more young and, you know.
So he's wanting to get romantic.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Batman has figured out, oh, the first person to go missing worked in the cemetery. Maybe you should go to the cemetery. Vampire cemetery. Who would have thought it? And Alfred has covered all his stuff in garlic. Which,
because Alfred knows. He gets it.
I mean, it's... to be fair, there's... Oh, he winced a bit when we offered him garlic.
Yeah.
So, we get... The second that Batman arrives, he doesn't hide very well. A security guard goes, Batman's here, police, help!
Mm-hmm.
So Batman gets chased by the police.
Yes.
He runs into a building.
Yeah.
I think this scene's really well done.
Yeah, I do as well. I think that about a lot of this, so...
You think it's Batman taking them out?
Yeah.
It's not. It's instead Dracula, who instead decides to meet Batman and recruits him more consensually than he recruited everyone else.
Yeah, he kind of has a little bit of a grudging respect there.
Well, obviously you respect me because you dress up as a bat and your cloak lays out the same way mine does.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a love of darkness.
Mm-hmm. Batman, because he's Batman, tries to fight Dracula.
Mm.
And it's at this point I notice Dracula has the most awesome cloak.
Cool.
Because he doesn't need to use it to fly...
Mm-hmm.
He splits into strips.
Oh, yeah, it's quite funny.
What a shock horror. The human being Batman cannot beat Dracula in a fight.
I know, again, strange that.
But thankfully, just as Dracula is about to strike the killing blow, oh, wouldn't you know it, the sun is rising.
Da da da.
So Dracula takes up smoking and runs away.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce stumbles home.
Yeah.
And we get a Crime Alley dream.
Because hooray, we want to know all about Crime Alley.
Yep. At this point we get a vampire Batman attacks Bruce. It's all weird. Meanwhile, Penguin's just getting ready to make sure it's time to get his master up.
Yeah.
And, oh, he's a surprise visitor.
I wonder who. Da, da, da. Could it be the Joker?
Oh, wow. He survived that most certain death.
Electrocution and water. Who'd survive that?
Oh, we're on to the second Joker now. So Joker goes down the leap of logic of, oh, you don't want me to enter the crypt. It must be where the treasure is.
Because he's still very focused on the treasure, which is fine. That's what he's in it for. That's what he's in it for. It's like, that was his plot.
And then we get the darkest line I can imagine. Breakfast in bed. Freshly squeezed.
There's some cracker lines.
And then we cut to immediately, because everyone else, it seems, has been attacking people Only Joker thought to go for the blood bank.
Because, yeah, Joker is generally cleverer than Penguin. I don't know if he always is, but he always seems it.
Is the implication here that because Joker's Joker, he's somehow able to maintain his sentience?
Maybe.
Because everyone else who's been bitten is...
Maybe it's just because he's already crazed.
Yeah.
Just evil.
So Batman gets the alert and goes, oh, it's a blood bank. And he goes into the blood bank. Oh, this... Just a reminder, this is a kid's show.
It's so not a kid's show. Maybe that's why I liked it.
So, Joker is stalking Batman in the blood bank, which has shelf upon shelf of blood just lying around. Joker is somehow he's managed to turn his clothes white as well as turning white himself. So, Joker and Batman fight, and Batman defeats Joker.
As it should be.
By tipping over a shelf, so all the blood rains down on Joker. Again, kids show.
Lots
and
of blood.
Joker basically spends about 30 seconds rolling around in the blood trying to drink it all. Whilst Batman hits him with a garlic bomb.
Because of course he's got a garlic bomb.
And then Batman goes, we have caught one of them. We have a test subject.
Great. Which is fine, because that does strike me as a Batman thing to do. It may say a lot about what I think about Batman, but that strikes me as a very Bruce Wayne thing to do.
We cut to the Batcave. And Joker is in a cage, because of course the Batcave has cages.
Like I said, seems a very Bruce Wayne thing to do.
And
he's had people in those cages before, is all I'm saying.
Bruce Wayne at this point proceeds to spend days experimenting on Joker.
It's pretty awful.
And what he's doing is he's taking a drop of blood, injecting various serums onto it, and then using a solar generator to flash some solar light on it to see if the blood blows up or not.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Again, kids show.
Yeah, it's great. It's so violent.
At one point, Vicky Vale visits Wayne Manor.
Mm-hmm. She's detectiving.
Bruce no shows. I think it was meant to be they were going to have dinner.
Yeah, I think so. It was, yeah. Because Alfred makes some comment about dinner, doesn't he? About putting dinner in the oven. Also, she's like, he's not here, is he? He's not coming. Like, no.
And the only person getting dinner that night was Joker, as he got a nice tasty cockroach.
Yum.
Joker at this point is getting quite hungry. And eventually Batman just goes, fine, and chucks him what is implied to be his blood.
Uh-huh.
So Joker is, well, on the plus side, for anyone who's watched Arkham City, this time it's Bruce's blood inside of Joker, instead of the other way around.
Oh, interesting.
We'll get to that. We're going to be watching the cutscenes of Arkham City.
Ooh.
So, eventually, Batman thinks he's found a cure.
Yeah.
So we're going to instantly escalate from lab tests to human trials.
Yay.
He treats...
Because we're big into human trials.
So he feeds Joker a bag of blood. Joker is kind of going, this tastes weird.
It tastes of bats.
And then suddenly Joker is cured.
Hurrah! Batman has done it. He's made a vaccine.
And then Joker wakes up. He remembers nothing.
Okay, here's this side effect of him being a vampire and not being a vampire, is you have a brain wipe in between.
again, establishing them so no one has to remember the horrible things they did as an undead creature of the night. They remember nothing. It's okay. There's no PTSD.
There's no... Yeah, I didn't do anything bad.
Because thankfully no one's killed anyone yet.
Thank God, yeah. So, it's just been very bloody.
Batman takes Joker to Arkham off screen. I get the impression Joker's went fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is too crazy even for me.
Yeah.
And that's Joker out of the movie.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
And then we go back to what Dracula's actual next plan is. The romance.
Yep. Vicky Vale's kidnapped by Dracula.
Of course, because she's a woman in a Batman film.
Leaving a voicemail for Bruce where she basically says, oh, Doctor, I just saw Dr. Alucard, so he knows it's Dracula.
Yeah. There's not really a lot of detectiving needed here.
Yeah. At first, Batman seems to be talking like, the way he's talking, you almost get the impression he thinks he's probably going to end up killing Dracula.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes.
Meanwhile, we get Vicky has been taken to the coffin for a blood wedding.
Yes.
Which it turns out, no, he's not going to marry Vicky.
No, that would be awful. He's going to reanimate his long-lost love, Carmilla.
Who is ashes, and it is established at this point, and made very clear, oh, if a vampire is immolated by sunlight, it nearly kills them. It doesn't actually...
Yeah, yeah, just so you know for sure, it doesn't quite kill them, but they'll hurt.
Yes, and we establish this, and this is very clearly established.
Yes, just so we know.
Just so we know that if someone was to, for instance, blast them with sunlight, they're not killing them.
They're not actually killing them, it's fine.
And whilst the ceremony's going on, Batman breaks in. And
yeah, because he has to rescue.
Whilst he's breaking in, he, to no one in particular, goes, oh, the catacombs. I used to use the catacombs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wonder why he's saying that for no reason in particular.
For no reason at all. It just happens to crop up.
Because the reason Dracula has to do it is to avoid the crosses.
Yes, but the reason
we've never seen him react to.
Yes.
We've never at any point... But it's Dracula, so we know he reacts to crosses.
Yeah, we don't need to be told. It's like Alfred knew about the garlic.
Batman gets swamped by all the minion vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, he's able to cure all of them with his serum. And he even has some cure left for Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Because that's his plan.
That's his plan. He's going to cure Dracula.
Doesn't quite work.
Well, he comes in, takes out Penguin.
Yeah.
Dracula is able to hypnotize him for long enough for him to drop the cure.
Yeah. But there's someone else in play.
We actually get quite a good shot of inside the cowl, Bruce's eyes as he's trying to fight being hypnotized.
Yeah, fair.
And eventually, by using power of parent memory, he fights out of it.
Yeah, he's like, that's his, he's got that willpower thing down. Just got to remind him about his dead parents and he can do anything.
And then he throws a garlic bomb onto the ritual, which somehow breaks it up.
Hooray.
At this point, I sit and go, what happened to the ashes?
Yeah.
Are they just left on top of that coffin?
I think so. Unless they reform.
So Vicky wakes up and runs.
Yeah.
And Penguin chases her.
Yes. And then Dracula fights Batman.
Yes, Dracula and Batman fight. Well, we say fight. Batman runs away whilst Dracula gets blow after blow on him.
Yeah.
So Batman runs down the catacombs,
mm-hmm.
which Alfred remarks on.
Yeah.
To no one in particular, so that we know what's happening. At one point, Vicky goes downstairs on Penguin.
Yeah.
To get away. Batman drops a wall on Dracula. Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Batman yeah, it's a shame. But then I guess it makes sense that he wasn't trialing it on a natural vampire, I guess. But then somebody must have made Dracula, yep. So whatever. But what, you know, comic book logic.
Yep.
It doesn't work.
But Batman manages to make it back to the Batcave.
Which is the important thing.
Whilst this is happening, Vicky actually accidentally finds the vault that had the treasure.
Of course. Because someone had to. You've got to tie up that plot loose end.
Yep. And it's at this point, so Batman is down and he's almost out. And yep. At one point during the scene where they were talking about, oh, we're going to kill the vampires, they very ominously show a crossbow.
They show you everything you need to know what's going to happen in this film, basically. Yeah.
And Alfred shoots Dracula with a crossbow with the cure. It's over.
Alfred always MVP.
And Alfred shoots him with the cure. It does nothing. He strikes Alfred.
He's in trouble now.
We're in trouble now. Now, at this point, and I forgot Batman had this, Batman has a pole that magnetizes so that he can go up it.
Ah.
And he goes
that's pretty cool,
his pole,
actually, like, to be fair.
Yeah, that is cool. Dracula flies up to follow him. Straight into the path of the solar generator. And Batman uses his shadow to intimidate Dracula before killing him.
Yeah.
Dracula at this point figures out, oh, you're Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, Dracula, better detective than some.
Yep. I mean, some can just tell it by looking in his eyes, but what do I know?
Yeah.
And then we get... I think this is my favourite line of the film. I am Batman and you are dust.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's not bad.
After doing the bat symbol to him, he gets out of the way of light and it destroys Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm interested. How does Alfred dispose of this?
Yeah.
Is there a bag still for Dracula?
Is there an etiquette?
Meanwhile, Penguin's hypnotism breaks, so he's able to... He's back with Compass Mentis.
Mm-hmm.
And the second that he's Compass Mentis, the police arrive.
Which is lucky, really.
Yep. And everyone goes, oh, it must have been Penguin.
Hey.
Yes, Penguin is definitely the one who kidnapped everyone.
Definitely has to have just been Penguin. Guess what we're going to have to do with him?
It's some bizarre plot. And they ask Vicky Pelzer, Vicky, did you see anything? No. So we managed to get in a way that Vicky Vale doesn't figure out who Batman is.
Yeah, she's not great.
No. And that brings us to the end of the Batman versus Dracula.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. You may have gathered. I thought it was fun. I mean, admittedly, I watched it at 6 a.m. But I actually quite enjoyed it. I was like, I felt much more energized than from watching some of the others. Like, just, I guess because it's a situation I've not seen before. And it was fun. I thought the voices were good and the animation was good and the whole. It was pretty fun. It got me excited about doing the rest now.
Yep, which... is really lucky because we're going... Oh, no, we're not going back to this universe ever again.
No, my cat just did something crazy.
Yeah, so...
I know, that is a shame. I didn't even know it was a universe until you told me just before this, and I'm kind of sad
Well,
now.
I say it's a universe. It's a four series... Was it four or five series TV show?
Yeah, I'd watch it. Might try and find
it. No, it was five series because the first two seasons are just Batman, the third season Batgirl,
mm-hmm.
the fourth season's Batgirl and Robin, the fifth season is Robin and every other hero that isn't Batgirl.
Of course.
Now, there was meant to be a sequel.
Uh-huh.
It fell through.
Because obviously, like Batman, obviously Dracula's not entirely dead, as we know.
Well, no, it wasn't going to be a Dracula return.
Oh, damn it.
It was actually going to be Hush.
Oh, interesting. But they've made that now anyway, right?
They've made it now anyway. A Hush. They made a Hush film. It's not the Hush film. Absolutely not. But that is our last instance of the Batman.
Shame.
Coming up next, we've got a movie that's a bit strange. Sort of the same animation style as Superman the Animated Series.
Uh-huh.
But this is a standalone film.
Okay.
And it's Superman Brainiac Attacks.
Oh, we're just Superman. Okay, great. No, we're I like Superman.
Tim Dale's back.
I do like Superman.
So this is a new take on the character. It's literally the templates they're using are the templates from the animated series.
Okay, so really similar.
But we'll cover that. There's a few differences. After that, we'll be doing Teen Titans Trouble in Tokyo, which will feature a young master, Dick Grayson.
Hooray!
Then Superman Doomsday, which is our first interpretation of the death of Superman, not our last.
Uh-huh.
Justice League, The New Frontier.
Right. Ooh, I've read that. I've actually read that one. Hooray.
I haven't, so that'll be interesting.
Yes.
Batman Gotham Knight, which is a series of short films set between Batman Begins and The Dark Knight.
Okay.
So they're meant to be in the same universe as Christian Bale Batman, even though I think it's Kevin Conroy.
Doing the voice, right, cool.
Oh, I forgot to mention, this is our first time that Kevin Conroy hasn't voiced Bruce Wayne.
I know, and I felt bad because I quite liked it. I mean, I love Kevin Conroy, but I quite like this voice cast as well.
Yeah, and then the next thing we've got after that, and it's the only other thing set in 2008, is something very different, which is Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Oh no, that's basically reading that one then. Scenes.
It's the cutscenes from that, which will be very interesting.
Dreading. But yeah, that'll be fun. Can't wait.
It's not completely terrible.
No, I'm just not a Mortal Kombat person, so.
Oh, no, this is the Mortal Kombat game the Mortal Kombat fans hate.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, because they've really toned down the violence for this one. Anyway, we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. Just a reminder, if you have any feedback you'd like to send us, you can email us at dcaupodcast@yahoo.com.
Yep, do it. Tell us all about Superman.
Or you can follow us on Twitter.
And Teen Titans. Join the We Want Dick Brigade.
You're on your own there.
Dick Grayson, come on.
Yes, that's what I meant. I don't need Dick Grayson in my life.
Everyone does.
I also am led to believe we might have a guest next time.
Hooray. I'm going to take notes. I'm going to like really shock you all with my deep knowledge of the storyline. But I did watch this one. I did enjoy it. Just like, right. I'm not a note person, because the reason I don't have to take notes very often is because there are no pens in my room. Because anytime I bring a pen in my room, the cat steals it and takes it somewhere else. So there are, like, I have to go and specifically look for a pen. And then if I forget to hide it afterwards, the pen disappears. So I had a pen the other day. And the next time I saw it was under my bed.
You do know that you can type notes on Notepad.
Yeah, but that seems very... I like writing it down.
Right, okay.
But I will. Otherwise, I'll type them. You're right.
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We are at DCAU Podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU Podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.